Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome in to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for finding us on your favorite podcast app, whether it's Android or Apple. We are on all of them. Also, you can catch us on Dash Radio. Download Dash Radio for free. Search for Nothing But Net. We're there every day at 7 p.m. Also, my new show on OnsideRadio.com is now 2 hours. Cover the Heat, but also the Dolphins, Marlins, Canes, and all of the other South Florida teams. And FiveReasonsSports.com, F-I-V-E, ReasonsSports.com. Go there or to the Five Reasons YouTube channel for a whole bunch of additional free content. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you placed a bet on the Heat tonight at -6, you pushed. MyBookie.ag. Ever since I started the podcast or before, people have been asking me for betting tips, whether it's NBA, NFL, or anything else. What I tell you is, where you bet is as important as who you bet on. So go to MyBookie. It's MyBookie.ag. They've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business, really do. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. They've got really, really good live support, too. So if you have any trouble, they will get to you right away. It's the one sportsbook guaranteed to give us the best lines for just about everything, including not just the NBA games, but also make sure, of course, you check out the conference championship games in the NFL. I like Green Bay and Kansas City, but we'll see how that plays out. So it's simple. Sign up, enter the promo code 5 on the floor, F-I-V-E, on the floor, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's right, halfway up to $1,000. So head over to mybookie.ag if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie. And now, tonight's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On the floor.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick with Alex Toledo and Greg Sylvander, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Got just Greg Sylvander tonight. Alex Toledo will be back tomorrow. A special guest tomorrow is Nikias Duncan, who's now a podcast host himself and also a writer at Basketball News. He's been on with us before, so make sure you check that out. Greg, the Heat win tonight 113-107. They were down almost 20 early. I don't think we're going to be throwing any parades for this, but let's try to go through, and I haven't prepped you on this, so let's try to go through five things that I thought were encouraging tonight. You tell me whether or not you think this is sustainable or not. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So the first one is this. This is not a personnel thing. This is not a specific player thing. This is just, as you would say, a guts thing. this could have gotten really bad tonight. Like the way that that game started, like I didn't go to the game tonight, so I briefly switched to Nets Bucks. The way that this thing started, they played with like no heart, no poise, no nothing. If that continued to go that direction after what happened in the second half two nights ago, I mean, you had a major crisis. So to me, the one promising thing tonight is they showed a little bit of mettle. They got themselves together. They refocused. A whole bunch of guys contributed. We'll get into some of the specifics on that. But at least they look like a Heat team tonight for the final three quarters. We haven't seen that Heat team too much this season.
Yeah, no, you hit it. I mean, like this was the game where, I don't know, halfway through that second quarter when they got down, you started to feel like, oh no, is this the season starting to kind of go in the wrong direction? Because it comes in waves like that where you start to realize, oh no, this is going in the opposite direction. And for them to kind of regroup and plug away at it, get back in the game, and then start to really get to their sweet spots, make shots, and ultimately, you know, get this victory. This was a game Miami needed, and they needed it more than Detroit did. The way that Blake Griffin was playing out there, there were a couple moments where he made plays and was smirking as he was making the plays, almost as if he was kind of going through the motions out there. The Heat needed this one more than the Pistons did, and luckily they got it.
I mean, you mentioned Blake Griffin. I've never heard Eric Reed go in on a player like he did tonight.
Yeah,
have you ever
bad.
Heard him do that?
No, I know. Just to
say, what is that about? I mean, I don't disagree with him. I mean, I mean, Blake didn't look this bad last season. It's amazing to me that, like, you look at what Derrick Rose went through and what Blake Griffin went through, both of whom have sustained, you know, tremendous injuries that robbed them of a lot of their athleticism. But Derrick Rose is resurgent and Blake is done. Like, I don't know necessarily that, like, 3 years ago, you know, when Blake was averaging 25 when he first got to Detroit, that I would have thought that would be the case. But I've never heard Eric go in on somebody like it's, I mean, to the point that everybody on Twitter noticed it. And I don't know. That's not his typical announcing style. But it was so obvious. And then of course Blake couldn't even make it to the end of the game. Like on the last play of the game, he could hardly walk, but yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this on the first one, the medal that they showed tonight, sustainable or not?
Yes, sustainable, because it's something that it's been a calling card of this team for, you know, forever essentially. And it's part of the DNA of this group. So, I mean, I know that's some cliche speak around that, but truthfully, like if you were ever going to bank on something coming from this team, it's that type of grit that gets you back in a game and that, you know, resolve.
All right. Number two, Bam Adebayo tonight, 28, 11, 5, plus two steals and a significant block. Yes, the seven turnovers and the five fouls. But 10 of 11 from the line, 9 of 15 from the field. The one foul against Rose at the end. I didn't agree with Crotty, by the way. I don't think you ever crowd Derrick Rose in that situation. I mean, not with Derrick Rose's history. You don't crowd Derrick Rose.
No.
But he crowded him. He fouled him. Rose made two of the three, not three of the three, which allowed them to escape. But to me, it's not, the stat line is somewhat sustainable. I mean, we've seen him put up stat lines like this before, but the two things he did tonight, sustainable or not sustainable, Bam realizing he has to be a takeover player, that's A, and B, the step back jumper with confidence. I mean, the Kobe step back, sustainable or not sustainable?
I think that the outside game stuff actually is sustainable. I think that he has that in his bag, and it's just been a kind of a confidence thing and also feeling empowered to do it. And I think he's getting there and we're starting to see it. And there were moments tonight, you know, where you definitely saw that swagger that followed, you know, once he hit that, you know, turnaround step back Jay and stuff like that. It was Garnett-esque for sure. But, you know, as far as getting to the line 11 times and going 10 of 11, which this two games in a row now where he's had double digit free throw attempts.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know that that's sustainable. I mean, he historically has averaged 5 to 6 free throw attempts per game. I think they said during the broadcast he was 12th in the league in free throw attempts currently. So I was actually surprised he was that high on the league rankings. So I think that it's sustainable that he can be one of the better players at getting to the line, but double-digit free throws won't be happening.
All right, number three here, Duncan Robinson tonight, 36 minutes, 18 points. 3 turnovers. I feel like they were on 3 straight possessions. He just kept dribbling out of bounds. But 3 rebounds, 3 assists, but 6 of 9 from 3. Duncan Robinson is now shooting 55% on an average of 10 attempts per game over the last 4. Is anything like that remotely sustainable?
Well, I mean, no, definitely not at that percentage point. But I would say this, Duncan Robinson being the type of threat that can do this type of thing for a 4-game stretch is always going to be on the table. So that is sustainable. And the threat in that in itself is a huge plus for the Heat.
All right. We will get to the last two here in a second. I know there are a couple names you're probably waiting for. Before we do, though, I want to tell you about something new from one of our sponsors, Manscaped.com. Make sure that you use the code 5RSN. Of course, Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. And big news, they just released their new cologne scent to make you feel good and smell good all over and at all times. Who knew smelling this good could feel this good? Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below the waist grooming needs. Everyone knows Manscaped has the perfect package 3.0 for all of your below the waist grooming needs, but they didn't stop there. So complete your grooming game with a new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped, the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas. The cologne is a perfect complement to the collection, light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. Think of it as your wingman for the night to keep you fresh and ready for anything. So make sure you check it out. 20% off with the code 5RSN. That's 5, the number 5 in this case, RSN at manscaped.com. 20% off. I love reading this. Your balls and your body will thank you. I guess if Dwayne Wade can put a picture of himself with Gabby today on his birthday on Instagram, make sure you check that out. I can read that ad. So anyway, let's get to number 4 here. I think for a lot of people, this was the biggest surprise tonight. Kendrick Nunn, 34 minutes, 8 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, a plus 17 in a game that the Heat won by 6, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block with just 2 turnovers. Where did they kidnap the Kendrick Nunn of the past 9 months and replace him with the guy that we saw early last season? Is this in any way sustainable?
Damn, I hope so. I mean, this looked like January 18th of 2020. You know what I mean? Like that's the Kendrick Nunn we were watching. I don't know that it's sustainable, but it shows you that if you have, even with Jimmy out, and Avery Bradley to a lesser degree, it shows you if you have somebody else who can show up and be just in any way efficient in scoring the basketball, that they're going to be able to you know, at least squeak out these games against these teams that, you know, have kind of came into the building and out hustled them and stuff like that. So Kendrick Nunn came up huge tonight. It is not, I wouldn't call it sustainable because we have just not seen enough of it this year, but hopefully it's a springboard. That's the positive side of this.
All right. Number 5 and the final one tonight. I think this is the second most surprising thing. Kaziah Okpala started, but played just 4 minutes, was a minus 12 and committed 2 fouls. As good as he was the other night, he was he gave him nothing tonight.
So weird.
And then Spoelstra didn't go back to him and instead played Mo Harkless. I didn't realize it was this much. 30 minutes tonight.
Yep.
He only took 2 shots and both threes. He made his only 3, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, but was a plus 11 tonight. And actually, I mean, you noticed him tonight. Like, you noticed his ball pressure. You noticed his activity for the first time, right? This is the first time.
Yes. And I'm guessing that you're going to ask if that's sustainable.
Right. Well, I'm just going to ask if noticing him is sustainable. Now, he may go back to the bench, but yeah. I mean, this is a player that the Heat started the season using as a starter. So, like, they had confidence in him coming out of camp for some reason that we did not see in the games, And it's like tonight, like, okay, not a big stat line, but you can kind of see what Spoelstra liked in him tonight. Like, maybe it's in smaller, I mean, it's going to be in much smaller doses when you get Jimmy back, and obviously Hero, you know, Laneson's the rotation, and, you know, and you get Bradley too, which also gives you another defender eventually when the COVID thing passes here. But like, I'm not saying sustainable to get this, but just sustainable for him to be a positive impact player. It's the first, it's literally the first time, Greg.
Yeah. You know what? I actually think, contrary to what probably most of Heat Twitter would say, I think this is sustainable. Harkless tonight looked like a player that had a couple things happening. One, he's getting into better shape. He looked much more spry and quick. Like he was reacting faster. It's like the game was slowed down a little bit for him. And I don't know, you know, from a veteran player, why you would see that need to progress throughout a regular season. But I don't know. I think that he can definitely provide some type of defensive spark off the bench. It's not going to be in 29-minute increments, I don't think, when Jimmy's back, obviously. But I do think that this is the type of thing that you expected to see from him, at least, and notice him enough. So I think that this is definitely something to build toward.
All right, that's it for tonight. Those are the five things. So you guys go over it at home. What do you think is sustainable, not sustainable? I'm sure you'll tell me on Twitter. Make sure you check out mybookie.ag. Use the code 5 on the floor. Manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN. Tomorrow again, Greg's going to take over for me in the host chair, I believe. Nikias will be here along with Alex. And of course, we'll be back for post games. Also, again, check out the YouTube channel, Royal Shepherd, hosting our post game streams. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.